We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with a Canadian country artist, Chris Gill. Now, you're based in Nova Scotia. You're a native of Newfoundland, and you've had over 25 years' experience in the music business. So tell us all about it.
Well, when they say 25 years, that number sure tells you got a lot of experience. I started out as a kid, as a drummer, and I used to play Hank Williams songs and stuff like that, other people's songs, and then my dad one day said, we got a Hank Williams. And he told me, you got to do a little living yet, and when you experience it, you'll be able to write about it. And it's true. It's hard to imagine being on Venus if you haven't been there. So, we look at Mount Everest and we think it's great and everyone wants to climb it, but when it comes down to it, it's a life experience that you never thought you'd ever be able to, imagine. So a song you have there, I released Tell Me How, a miracle was I had a chance to stay home with my child as a dad. Most mothers get that opportunity to get the kid to, watch them take their first step and stuff like that. But I had an opportunity to stay home with my kid for the first 2 months, and that's how a miracle existed. So the song America was written for my little girl, watching her grow up. And of course, I kept using the words. It was amazing that one day my daughter, my second daughter, who was just turning 16, she said, Dad, you got to include me on that song. The first half of the song was all about the youngest child, the youngest girl.
Okay, so that's a miracle. So that's all for your CD, Tell Me How?
That's right.
Okay, and right now we're playing your song, Come to Me. So that's the one released right now, I think, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Come to Me was written. This is going to find you amazing. I use a lot of my experiences and stuff. I sit at the piano and I, of course, just let my hands do how I feel, right? And I'm probably a little over 300,000 now just fighting to be a parent with my child. And Come to Me, people will think of it as a different thing that I was telling a girl to come to me. That's how it ended out. But I was sitting at the piano trying to reach my child, and I would say, come to me, answer me, phone me, ring me. And that song, the words Come to Me, ended up to be that song. I wrote the music first. I was just playing the piano, and I loved the lick in it. And the words Come to Me ended up to be that song. That's how that song became. And sometimes you've ever hear an artist write a song and you go, I didn't think that song, he wrote that for that reason.
Interesting.
Well, that's how Come to Me came. Come to Me was just me wanting my child to give me a call, right?
So you write all your own songs?
I write all my own songs. The Christmas ones is done with an orchestra, a real orchestra. I try to use all local Canadian musicians. So what I'm writing there, whatever sound it is, somebody is going through that. Just someone's come to me, is missing somebody. Now, that could be your child not coming home from university, or they're married and gone, and they could miss their dog, or they could... It's a song about coming together. I like to write positive stuff, you see?
That's good. Positive is good. And Canadian.
Because I just sent you a song called Gone. If you got something to say to somebody, say it. We're going to make the world a better place if we only listen to that. Because when you're gone, you're gone. So what did you leave behind? And I'm hoping in that song, this new album coming out, it will give people a positive message. Coming together, like Come to Me, or Gone, gives you a chance when you're driving home from work to really listen to it and go, he's right, what did I leave behind? Mm-hmm. Most people can pick up a song in 20 years from now and hear, that was Dad, or that was Mr. Gill, or whatever. But what did you leave behind? You don't need to be a songwriter or a recording artist to leave something behind and to make it a better world.
Plans for the summer? You're working on your CD, I think?
Yep, I'm working on the CD, trying to... every one of my songs, like I said, there's a lot of powerful songs, but they were all created from real life.
Okay, so you definitely write from experience then.
True.
Right. Now, how would you classify your music? Do you think it's a little bit of... the older country, or a mix of the both?
Well, if you listen, mix of both. If you listen to Tell Me How album, it will remind you of, I'm just saying what most of the DJs told me, was when I heard Don't Walk Away, said I heard Keith Whitley. When I heard this certain song, I've heard George Jones. When I heard this song, tell me how it reminded me of the modern music. When you hear Come to Me, it's modern in a way that's saying, you know, like, I want to be this person as a man. I want to be the one to love you this way. I do want to.
Ty, would you like to give us the address for your website?
The website is www.chrisgill.ca.
Mm-hmm.
And MySpace is www.myspace.com/ChrisGillTellMeHow.
Okay, now can anybody hear a bit of your music on there, a taste of your music?
Yes, I'm on iTunes and CD Baby, of course.
Okay, that's great, iTunes and CD Baby, so someone can go there and download some of your songs too.
Now, I'll tell you, the most powerful song I've ever written to date, there's two of them. One called Look at Me, Look at You. That's the one that says it all, I guess. And the other one is called Gone. It really sums it all up. If you can listen to Look at Me, Look at You, or, and that's on my Christmas album, if you can listen to that, that's as real and as raw as you can get. That's Chris Gill stripped down. That's just piano and Chris Gill and how I felt. And that was done like in about, I don't know, two takes. And if you listen to it, it's called Look at Me, Look at You, and Gone. That's as real as you're going to get, what you just heard.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Chris?
Well, if anybody would like to contact me, as I said, or finds it difficult to find one of those songs, as I said, I am on iTunes or CD Baby. If they write me at cmnk@live.ca, if they want to speak to that artist or whatnot, I'm giving them the freedom to write me at cmnk@live.ca. Or through my website, I will answer them back, and maybe they might give me another idea to write a song.
Okay, well, thanks very much, and definitely all the best to you, Chris, and keep in touch.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.